Good morning. Thanks, everyone, for being here today. I'm going to share a little humor with you before we get started. First of all, can everybody see me? Because it seems that my dear friend Ray and my best friend Bridget were concerned about everybody being able to see. They wanted to make sure I had a little step stool, but I don't have a step stool. I wore my big shoes today. So anyway, but they just wanted to make sure that I was all taken care of. This morning, our scripture reading comes from Mark chapter 11. And I'm going to actually start off with verse 20. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered." "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins." And then we'll look at 2 Corinthians 2, verses 10 through 11. "Anyone you forgive, I also forgive. And what I have forgiven, if there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake, in order that Satan may not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes." Forgive thy neighbor. Remember when you were a kid and you may have hit your brother or sister, or you said something ugly to them, and your mom made you say that those two words that you never really wanted to say, "I'm sorry." Now, most of the time when this happened, you wouldn't even look at that sibling, and the one that you were telling "I'm sorry" to was probably making faces at you, ha ha ha, or sticking their tongue out. But your mom made you say, "I'm sorry." At that point in time, you may not have really understood why your mother made you do that. And as I look back, I realize what our moms were teaching us to is to forgive and ask for forgiveness. Often, when my Hunter does something wrong, I always tell him, "You need to pray about it. You need to ask God for forgiveness, because he's not very happy with you right now." Forgive means to stop feeling anger toward or about something or someone. There are two needs of forgiveness: our need to be forgiven by God and our need to forgive others. The Bible teaches us not only to ask God for forgiveness, but our neighbors also. We are to forgive each other just as God forgives us. Jesus Christ paid the ultimate sacrifice for all humans to allow us to be forgiven of our sins and have everlasting life. If you will ask God for forgiveness and confess of your sins, he will not only forgive you, but he also forgets. He does not hold your past sins against you. God is constantly forgiving because God is love. God loves each and every one of us no matter what we have done. His grace and mercy is sufficient for all. We need to be forgiven, and if we are to be forgiven, we must also forgive. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you." So why then is it so hard for us humans to forgive one another? Why do we fall short on that? Is it our pride? Are we stubborn? Are we just afraid of what others may think? I'm going to read in Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. This is when Jesus forgives and heals the paralyzed man. One day Jesus was teaching, and Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there. They had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles in the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friends, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your heart? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Give up, get up and walk'? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them and took what he had been lying on and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today." Because of the faith that these young men had, Jesus forgave them their sins. We as Christians need to set an example for others by forgiving one another, loving one another, no matter what the situation is. We must love our enemies and do good to those who hate us, praying for those who hurt us. Matthew 5:44 says, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who prosecute you." Pray every day to help pray every day to help you love and forgive others unconditionally, no matter if they are family, friends, or your enemies. We need to forgive often. Matthew 18:21-22 says, "Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, 'Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me?' 'Up to seven times,' Jesus answered. 'I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. So what the scripture is telling us is just as God forgives us of our sins over and over again, well, guess what? We're supposed to forgive our brothers and sisters time and time, and it's only by his power that we can do that. If you recall several weeks ago at a Charleston shooting, I was humbled to know that those victims' families forgave that young man for the awful hatred act of violence he committed. What an awesome testimony these Christians have. What a better place this world would be if all humans could do that. Do you think our world would be so much better? You know, they pleaded with their neighbors to be in silence and not to go out and promote further violence and riots. And they asked to pray for that young man, for God to have mercy on him. It seems as if our country has turned upside down. There is so much hatred in our world today. You turn on the news or read the newspaper, and it seems all you see is murders, abduction, rape, drug addiction, alcohol addiction. So we need to be praying for our country. Christians need to take a stand and be an example for others to follow. Love one another and forgive one another. As I was doing this message, for some odd reason, this thought came to mind, and it's kind of scary. What would it be like if God didn't forgive our sins? What if you sinned that one time and God forgave you, and then he said, "That's it. You don't have any more chances"? What would our world really be like today if that was the case? The good news is he forgives us over and over again, as long as we ask him to forgive us in our heart and we mean it sincerely. He will forgive and forget all of our sins. You know, we don't seem to have a problem asking God for forgiveness. So why is it hard for us to ask for forgiveness for others? Colossians 3:13 reads, "Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you." I have a little poem here. I'm going to read this by called "Forgiveness" by Barry Maltese. If you look inside your heart, you can find forgiveness, or at least a start. And from that place where you can forgive is where hope and love also strive and live. And with each step that you try to take, and with that chance that your heart might break, comes so much happiness and so much strength, which alone can carry you a fantastic length. For hate and anger will not get you there, and though you say that you just don't care, you can easily avoid the pain on which hate feeds, the kind of pain that no one needs. Just make the move, take the first stride, let go of the thing known as foolish pride. Maybe then you can start to repair the past into something strong that will mend and last. Take the time to think about forgiveness. Ask yourself, is there anyone I need to forgive? Have faith and courage. Pray about it. Don't put off forgiving someone until tomorrow. As the saying goes, tomorrow may be too late. Do you want to have to live with yourself knowing that you are still holding on to anger or hurt towards someone that has passed on? If you are hurt or have anger built up in your heart towards someone, forgive them. Take it off your shoulders. Move on. Is it worth carrying that burden on your shoulders? Ephesians 4:26-27. In your anger, sow not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Don't let the devil win. That's what he wants us to do. He's having a party when someone doesn't forgive or we do against God's will, because that's what he wants us to do. So don't let him do that. Don't let him get in your way. Push him aside. God loves each one of us, and he wants us to love each other and forgive often. Carrying that anger and hurt around only makes you unhappy. If you'll just take that step and leap of faith to forgive and to forget, I'm positive you'll be a much happier person. Now, normally I don't bring my phone in church. Everybody knows that. But I found something last night that I was going through my Facebook, and I wanted to read. It's about burnt toast. Now, Angela's not here today, so I can't pick on her, but Scott always picks on her about her burnt biscuits. So I want to read this to you. When I was about 8 or 9, my mom burnt some toast. One night that stood out in my mind is when she had made dinner for us after a very long and rough day. She placed a plate of jam and extremely burnt toast in front of my dad. Not slightly burnt, but completely blackened toast. I was just waiting to see if anyone noticed the burnt toast and would say anything. But Dad just ate his toast and asked me if I did my homework and how my day was. I don't remember what I told him that night, but I do remember hearing my mom apologizing to my dad for burning the toast. And I'll never forget what he said. "Sweetie, I love burnt toast." Later that night, I went to tell my dad goodnight and asked him if he really liked his toast burned. He put his arms on my shoulder and said, "Your mama put a very long day at work today, and she's very tired. And besides, a burnt toast never hurts anyone. But you know what does? Harsh words." Then he continued to say, "You know, life is full of imperfect things and imperfect people." Sorry, I lost my place. "I'm not the best at hardly anything, and I forget birthdays and anniversaries just like every human. What I've learned over the years is that learning to accept each other's faults and choosing to celebrate each other's differences is one of the most important keys for creating a healthy, growing, and lasting relationship. Life is too short to wake up with regrets. Love the people who treat you right and have compassion for the ones who don't. So many times, families are broken, friendships lost, churches split, pain and heartache over the little petty things that we don't seem to want to let go of. I hear people say all the time, I hadn't talked to my spouse in over a week or a month. He or she made me mad or said something to hurt me. I just couldn't imagine that. You took the vows of marriage for better or for worse, rich or poor, sickness and in health, until death do us part. How could you not forgive one another? Have faith and trust in your spouse. Talk and pray with them about the situation. Kevin can tell you, I can't go 24 hours without being mad or upset with him. It drives me crazy. So forgiveness is what we need to do, whether it's our spouse, our friends, our parents, our neighbors. Forgiveness is a free gift from God. So since it doesn't cost us anything, why not do it often? Live, laugh, and forgive. I want to leave you with this one quote I found written by Do Santamata. It's called Forgiveness. Anyone can hold a grudge, but it takes a person with character to forgive. When you forgive, you release yourself from a painful burden. Forgiveness doesn't mean what happens was okay, and it doesn't mean that person should still be welcome in your life. It just means you have made peace with the pain and you are ready to let go. Take time this week to examine your heart. Is there anyone you need to forgive? Let us pray. Dear Lord, I just want to thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, Lord. And I just want to thank you for that gift of forgiveness. Lord, I pray that you open the hearts and minds of those who need to ask for forgiveness. Allow them to release that hurt and anger towards one another. Lord, I just pray that you will have peace and give peace to our country this day. Lord, there's so much hatred and balance going on in our world. And we really need that peace, Lord. We need that love for our neighbors again. Lord, I just ask that you be with us this week. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And our close.